Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today speaking with Melanie Coe, Community Services and Tourism Coordinator over at the Michibokot Memorial Community Center. So first of all, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me. We're looking forward to a busy month here.
Yes, indeed. And we want to jump right into it and start by talking about the Festival of Lights. It's already here.
It is already here. So what you need to do is decorate your house any way you would like to, and then turn your lights on every night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. We'll have the maps available here as well online. You will find the voting link on our Wawa Recreation. You can vote to December 20th.
All right. And again, it's just a wonderful little festive spirit initiative. Are there prizes on the line for this?
So we have prizes for the top three houses, so make sure you vote. And it's just nice to go in the evening with your family. We have the map. We do get kind of in a driving order. You just take a tour around Wawa, you know, mark down your favorites. It's a great way to get the kids involved. Do something in the evening. Everybody pick up their favorites, and you can vote online. And top three houses will get prizes.
All right. And it's obviously not the only thing going on. As you mentioned, it's a busy month. You've also got this weekend, the Bundle Up Market is back.
That's right. So our Bundle Up Market is going to look a little bit different this year. This year, we're going to have it here at the Michibokot Memorial Community Center. So we're having Santa here, first off, in his workshop from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. on December 7th. Make sure to stop by, say hi, bring your letters, your lists, tell him if you've been naughty or nice, and I believe he has a little gift to hand out to the children as well. And at the same time, from 6 to 8 p.m. that evening, we have a sip and shop going. We have 35 vendors this year, and they're going to be located the lobby, the lounge, the banquet hall. The bar will be open if you choose to have a hot chocolate, have an adult beverage, walk around, do your Christmas shopping, keep it local. It's going to be decorated. We also have hockey games that weekend, so it's going to be a busy day. I'm so excited. I can't wait for everybody to come down here and join in.
Can you give an idea of some of the vendors that might be there or types of things they might be bringing?
We have everything, and they're catering, I believe, to Christmas this year, seasonal. So we have everything from homemade candles to knitting to wood carving, signs. We have ones that have done just for Lake Superior and Wawa. If there's somebody, you know, you want special presents to send to your family with Wawa or Lake Superior on them, it's going to be all different events.
And is there a cost to attend the market, or is it just whenever you're purchasing something?
No cost at all to come in. No cost for the hockey games that day as well. No cost for the Bundle Up Market. You just come on in. Whatever you purchase, of course, you would pay that vendor. We're also going to have tickets available where if you purchase a certain number and the vendor signs it, your name will go in for a draw.
Okay. And Santa's going to be very busy because the following week you've got the parade coming.
We do. So again, our Santa Claus parade here in Wawa has been amazing. We have so many floats. You can still sign up by calling us here at the Pro Shop, 705-856-2244, extension 240. So there's still lots of time to sign up. So that's December 13th at 6 p.m. And it's going to start by the hospital, and it'll go the route down Broadway onto 101 and end up here at the community center. And as it ends, we will have the mayor and council here serving hot chocolate.
Okay, so a nice little event to wrap up the evening. And anything else going on?
So that's it. We're pretty busy, and hopefully there's a hockey game. So there's public skating still on Friday evenings and Sunday. Those have been so well attended, so make sure to put your skates on, come on down here, grab some canteen fries. I just want everybody to enjoy this December.
And again, that Festival of Lights is running through the 20th?
That is correct, to December 20th. So vote online, pick your favorite houses out, and send it in.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, and again, I hope everybody has a happy December.
Once again, that is Melanie Coe, Community Services and Tourism Coordinator, joining us on Town Talker at 9:30 every other Thursday morning here on Jam FM.